Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello. Welcome to the fucking podcast. Second time I'm trying to attempt to start.
Should just started as if we didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Don't just engust.
I don't like when people try and start their podcast like, you know, just mid sentence. Like,
aye.
I'm gonna fuck the right arsehole. Anyway, welcome to the. Because, you know, it's. Unless it is genuine. Unless it's genuine, it's fake, is what I like to say.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So, this is being recorded.
Pass that bong there.
This is being recorded on Saturday. I just had a shit.
I just had a chalcos. Probably gonna go for shit.
You go for the chalcos and the chili and all in it, and then I'm the one that comes home and shits all over.
I keep getting a wee wave of, I think I have to fart, and every time I go to do it, I'm like, oh, no, that's too deep up there to be a fart.
Too deep up there.
I guess we want those farts to go, a fart with a splash.
A lumpy fart?
Yeah, like a thunk. Plastic ball gun type of fart.
Green, fuck off. As we speak, I'm trying to organise in the background here a night in the black box. The wee room, I think. Probably.
Cafe space,
yes. Where me and Mickey are going to do a live podcast.
Just for the band?
Well, it'll be more like, it'll be kind of like this, but I'll try and have certain funny things in.
Aye.
Like, I had an idea maybe if we could try and get like, if you had like, do you have an old notebook or anything? Like an old.
Yeah, I have loads of them.
I was going to do like, you take your old notebooks. And try
start
and
reading through
try,
the shit.
Try and do the material or something. You know what I mean? Like, just something silly. Does that sound like a good idea?
Do you know what would be a good idea? If we did that, would it be too much hassle to get a fucking, like, projector? And have it come up, like, set list?
It's in the green room. They have a projector.
Aye. So having it coming up behind you, like, rather than you fucking having time to prep it.
What do you mean?
Just, like, you know, just put the shit up, like, at random.
So, like, you give me your notebook and I'll just make slides on
it.
And then I'll know mine, so I'll look class. I'll know what's going to come up from my go. And then I'll be like, oh, let me just drum up this great material. And then people will laugh harder because they're like, fuck, he just made that up.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, nah.
Whereas you can put me in the corner like a caged fucking badger and I'll just come out fucking comedy biting or whatever. I don't know what a badgers do. Claw him, scrab him, scrape you, they scrape you.
Just give it the cold.
Aye.
You fucking lick all your spoons and put them back in the drawer.
Lick
around the top of your cups.
Do badgers do it?
What?
Lick around the top of your...
They give you TB.
Do they?
Aye.
Fucking dirty bastards.
Tuberculosis, that's why they were looking to shoot them all. And everyone's like, no! I love badgers, having never clapped eyes on one in the wild ever. And they would fucking bite your ankles off.
You're like...
Aren't badgers lovely? I've never seen one.
They look like Pepe Le Pew on steroids.
I've seen a few smeared across the fucking road, like.
It wasn't a badger we were on, it was a fox, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
On a large, straight, empty road. And you still drove over
it. But it was the brow of the hill, it couldn't.
Couldn't do a fucking Dukes of Hazzard.
What a place for a fucking fox to get hit, like right on the fucking top of a hill.
Yeah, where it can see both ways, clearly.
The time I ran over, like a live one, and I'm convinced it was committing suicide, like I'd seen my car coming for ages. And then it was like, now's my chance. And it was full stretch when I hit it. And it was
chopped in half.
Just like, no, not even. Like, cause I actually drove back because I felt really bad after I stopped laughing. I felt really bad that it might still be alive. So, like, proper fucking culty mode, I drive back in case I had to put it out of its misery.
I'll drive over its skull.
Hit the cunt again. And it was just laying all like, just looked like it was sleeping at rest.
And it had taken its belly out before it went to sleep.
Yeah, obviously. All foxes rest with one eye up their hole.
Let me go to sleep here. Let me take my feet off. I remember watching one of those pet rescue type shows, and there was a girl just being called out to a bit of an emergency. Somebody struck a deer in a van, a work van, and they got out, and the deer had its back legs were fine, but its front legs were just completely severed at like whatever a deer's
the elbow,
like elbow is, and it was just like run about in its wee front legs.
Fuck.
And she had to get it, and she's like, I'm gonna have to put out of its misery, and she fucking shot it in the head, and you know, like when you, it's not like movies where it goes,
aye.
It just goes boom, and then everything empties out of your mouth and nose, and it's just like la la la. And the blood was going everywhere, and she's going, oh, it's a bit messy. Oh, it's a bit messy. And her, she couldn't lift it. There was just fucking gallons of blood pushing out of it. So she's like, I'll humanely put it to rest.
Aye.
It was like, fuck, a bitten blade.
See that, was it Joe Rogan put the video up? Because I think it was you showed me it, like the slow motion.
Yeah.
Fucking there with a deer getting shot in the head.
Yeah.
And like the fucking one eyeball flops out, then his tongue just hangs out of his mouth, like gung.
Yeah. And there were, that was a video to show how humane it was.
Aye.
Because you're not allowed to shoot deer with a certain, you couldn't hit it with like a fucking 22 or whatever.
Aye.
You need a high powered, like.
Aye, it has to be one shot, one kill,
take its fucking head off, yeah, type shit.
Blow so the scallion clean off.
That's why they were showing it. It was like, it's just fucking eating away 1 second,
aye,
and then ball and A's comes out of its head.
I need to be a fucking deer.
Okay. would you go hunting though?
Oh,
I'd love to go hunting.
I'd love to do, like, go with a bow.
Bow hunting, yeah.
Shh. I'm putting dirt in your mouth so they can't fucking see the condensation all.
Who does that?
I don't know, I just see it in the movie. Didn't I?
You can just put a scarf over your mouth?
Probably good.
I don't own a scarf.
Do you know, I have to go and buy one. And I have
do you know when you start working in like a building site or something and they play all those tricks on you?
Aye.
I'll be like you when you go home. They're going to see your breath, so take this big lump of cow shit here and
just smear that up and down your neck.
Stuff in your mouth.
Put down your cock.
Can you see it?
I don't want to spook the deer.
I see what. And then your bulk and cow shit down your front.
Couldn't be in more shit than to come out of fucking Chalco's there now, Jesus Christ.
I would have to go. You know, you see all those people who like go and shoot like a fucking lion and then just get a selfie and be like, shall a lion play it? And then leave. I couldn't do that unless it was eating it.
I'd have to be skinned it straight away. Like,
I actually would have no interest in going hunting at all unless I could eat whatever I just shot. So, you know.
I don't know. Well, you can go sort of like big game hunting around Ireland and stuff, can't you? Just
big game?
Yeah.
Or like an elephant?
Yes, you know what I mean? Like deer and shit like that.
I'm sure there's places you could shoot a deer, yeah?
Shoot an old deer in a post office?
No, you could shoot, you probably could go and shoot a deer. Although you could go other places where they have like, you know, way too many of them.
Yeah.
And they need shot. Whereas over here, like, there's places they fucking breed them to let them out and be like, isn't this
a little deer?
Isn't this lovely?
Yeah. Do you know one thing that gets me too? Like, although I like the idea of going hunting and shooting shit, do you ever see when people post those videos up on Facebook or whatever, and it's like their hunting dog with a fucking rabbit, and it's like, oh, look at my dog went and got a rabbit.
Yeah.
I always feel fucking a bit sick. Like, I'm like, that's fucking animal cruelty. I don't know why. If I was blowing something's head off, I'd be all in.
That's animal cruelty. Shooting a rabbit?
No, like just like a dog fucking shaking it to death.
Well,
it's the idea of videoing it and putting it on Facebook, so it gets me more than the fucking.
All right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, so it just depends whether people are really into it. You can eat a rabbit, like, but you would need, you really do need a dog to get a rabbit.
Aye.
Very rarely would you shoot a rabbit and then go, where'd that go?
Aye.
And you were able to find it, or like a bird or something.
Oh, never heard of my dad.
You shoot a bird and it just hits the ground and you're like in a forest.
Aye.
You're like, you'd never find it unless you.
There's a time whenever, like, my dad had a shotgun years ago. And he didn't eat, like, we just shot clay pigeons because he was never any good at shooting them.
Keep but talking, Armagh, about this chicken.
We're going to go for another shit. Oh, fuck's sake, right? I'm sitting on my own.
I still hear you, keep talking.
Alright, so, what the fuck is he talking about then?
Talking about your dad,
my dad, like, and he shot a wood pigeon and it flew over, like, a hedgerow into the field beside us. And it was that.
Director, that was like kneecapping cunts, but he would just shoot clay pigeons.
Time, aye. He shot it with a fucking slingshot, it was. It wasn't even a gun. But
is that Becky's eye?
That's Becky's eye. Crunchy. But he shot this thing and it, like, obviously because it's fucking made of feathers, it fell miles away from where he hit it.
Birds are made of feathers?
Yeah. And
fuck me.
Did you not see that thing with Pauline Quirk on your birds? That show back in the day.
The Quirk.
Birds are made of feathers. But we went into the fucking field and found it.
Yeah.
It was still alive because he obviously just clipped it. And he, God love him, he didn't know how close to point, like, to point the shotgun.
Yeah, for there to be
like,
any left.
For there to be a lethal fucking thing. So he just point blank, like fucking pigeons turned on the end of a shotgun. Both triggers, fucking.
Dersh!
It must have went about fucking 15 feet. It was just all burning grass and feathers and shit like that.
Oh my God.
And then I started crying and he'd be able to go home.
Yeah. You'd be safer just wringing its neck at that point. Because you just grab it by the neck and spin it like you're.
Of a mate whose dad tried to do that and accidentally pulled the fucking thing's head off.
There's not much to birds, like. Really?
I'm good, Biggie Sam.
Like, think how easy you could, like, rip a chicken apart, uncooked.
Yeah.
And it's a biggish thing compared to, like, a wee shitty bird. Although, I would love to. There was a guy on Instagram I was following. I forget his fucking name. But, that's all he does is go out and fucking kill shit and eat it. But you know when they shoot like a stag, they're fucking massive. So like he's a cut like a big two big legs and there's a certain way of packing it and he's walking down a hill with like essentially like piggybacking a person. And that's like, you know, an eighth of it and just keeps going back up, taking big bits off it. Coming back down.
For a month, like?
A year?
Really?
Forever, look, yeah. Have you ever had venison, like deer?
No.
It's good shit, like. But it's weird. It's like anything that you're not used to eating. You look at it and you go, that doesn't look like what I normally eat.
Aye.
Because it looks more like liver, because there's no fat in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just purpley meat. But it's fucking delish, like.
So nice.
Ugh. Fucking lovely.
I'm dying to get a fucking bow and arrow. I don't know if I was in before in a podcast. My cousin had one.
It was a compound bow? Or
it wasn't even. I think it's classified as like a training bow. Because it's not any. It doesn't have any.
Oh, he's sucker on the end?
But it's like, it's just a standard fucking fiberglass bow.
Like
there's no fancy shit with it or anything. And he was telling me he got it. I was like, why the fuck you got a bow and arrow? You're a dick. Why don't you head and play with it? Like that quickly. And I was at the back of my auntie's house. They were all eating their tea and I'm just fucking thumping for hours. Just trying to put them in the back of my t-shirt.
No, good crack.
Brilliant crack.
We're eating biscuits here at the same time. It's classy shit. What can you do?
Getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I'd love to go fucking up. You ever been fishing?
No.
It's pretty good crap too, look.
I haven't been fishing. I have fishing rods in the house, like.
We should go. Go camping somewhere. Brokeback Mountain, fuck out of it. Bang, bang, bang.
Cook your own dinner and fucking. Go for a wee snooze afterwards because we're all stuffed from all the.
The fishes?
All the things we've hunted.
I'm getting in the fish, the older I get. No one ever had fish in my house, like. But now that I'm growing a man, starting to shop for myself and whatnot.
Are you getting them in finger form or just in
cake? Fish cake. There was two packets of like whole sea bass in there. Lovely. Cooked the full fucking thing. Ate the shit out of it.
Still.
Chewed the bones. Swallowed a few bones because I couldn't be arsed fishing it out. But it's all about the direction you eat the meat in. You're supposed to like there's bones in the fish, but you just cook the whole thing and you can just like, if you pull it towards you, all the meat comes off.
Is that right, eh?
No bones. The bones stay where they are.
Alright, you just pull the meat
and right. That's about as interesting as this conversation is going to get.
I feel a sneeze coming on.
Do you ever watch Robson Green's fishing?
The odd time?
Great show.
No.
Great show.
Catches some fucking seriously big. Did you see? Is this? I don't know if it's bullshit, but they found some fucking prehistoric shark.
Like, they say that every week, like a megalodon or something. The fucking like in 100-foot shark or something.
It wasn't like 100, but it was like bigger than a great white, fucking massive. Like, and they reckon it's a deep sea.
It's a deep sea fish.
Deep sea fish, and something to do like the rise in ocean temperatures. They reckon these things are going to start moving closer to the surface to try and get. I know what the fuck's happening. But this fucking thing was massive.
But you see, like, I don't know much about the fucking sea, like, but.
Just don't go into it. Fuck it.
But if it's like a real enormous deep sea thing, what's it eating? You know what I mean? Like.
What's other deep sea shit?
Yeah, but is there anything substantial that lives deep sea? I'm sure it would come up to eat, like, seals and all that shit. Like, sharks will be where there's tons of other shit to eat. Obviously. You know what I mean?
No.
They're fucking weird though. I know what you're talking about. There was a picture.
Yeah.
of this fucking enormous thing, but I don't know. I'll not be going anywhere fucking near.
Fuck no way.
Fuck that shit. If someone said, like, oh, there's, someone saw a shark in there once, I'd be like, really? I'll be at the bar, mate.
Aye.
I'd love to, like, you know, like, sit on a boat and be like, oh, fuck, look at that shit.
Aye.
But,
I've seen Jaws too many times to even trust that, to be honest with you.
Oh, fuck.
I'd still be going, come on, no, seriously, come on, just go back. Don't try and let on, I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
No, come on. Yeah, right, come on back.
Although there was,
I need a shit.
There's no way that's a real shark there. With a fucking, like, buzzsaw in its mouth. Like a fucking circular... Go fuck yourself.
Look at that fucking...
There's nothing better designed for flat-out murder.
I know.
It's like fucking... 30 knives attached to a muscle that weighs fucking 2 ton. Unbelievable.
Do I was reading a thing about... do you want to say, like, if a shark fucking gets you... Like, ram your thumb in its eye and fucking punch it in the
finger
end of the nose.
And
apparently, all that does is fuck them off, so they'll let go of you, but then they'll, like, come at you from a better angle.
Take a charge
and
from
then,
another
like,
angle.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard a lot of stuff like. they do a lot of, like, test bites, so they'll come up and just go, ah! And if you go, fuck! It might just go, oh, sorry.
Aye.
And, like, swim away. But.
Is there a Billy Connolly joke about that? It's just, like, they don't like the taste of human meat. The only problem is you'd be in 3 bits but then the fucking like
That's the thing, the test bite might just take your leg off.
Aye.
But then some of them are way more aggressive than there's a brilliant clip, I must even get it, where there's a guy and he was a researcher into like animal behaviour and stuff. So he was basically showing that even sharks, after a bit of like training or whatever, prefer human touch to even to food.
Aye.
So he was coming up, or all these wee sharks were coming up, he was giving them food, and then he was holding them sort of in the water and stroking them.
Aye.
And then eventually they would just come up when there was no food and be stroked.
Fucking
like
hell.
A dog.
Aye.
But then he tried to, there was like a penned off bit of this coastline, you know, like they've got like a net fence in the water, and he's standing it with about 15 like bull sharks or something. He's like, as you can see, I can stand freely with these bull sharks. Oh God! Oh God! Carrying him out of the water, back of his fucking calf just looks like
fuck
spaghetti.
Off.
It did one of those like, but just took this whole leg with it. I'm gonna see if I can get that actually. Man gets bit
fucked up by shark.
By shark. This is it here, caught on film. So this cunt is, I think I watched this on TV at the time. This boy. Or if I got this wrong, goes back to faceless attackers. Fuck off your ads.
I wanted to stop letting you skip them.
Some of them are different. Like Aquafresh is a big brand, so they pay for the full 30 second thing.
Alright.
Oh, inside info, you know.
Ah, oh, shit.
Fuck off.
Why does that feel like it's longer than when it's on telly? You wouldn't even notice it on an ad break on TV, would you?
Right. I'm just gonna skip the lagoon bit.
The fucking...
So, here he is, right? This retard is standing in the sea with a load of fucking sharks swarming around him as if he's in a field with sheep, right? He's standing there. Let me pause that. The guy just goes, there are no dangerous sharks, just dangerous situations.
Like, for example, standing with 15 fucking sharks.
That's like going... There are no dangerous guns, just murderers.
Yeah, there's only itchy trigger fingers.
Who have guns? You fuckwit. I can't wait to see his leg just fall off here.
Don't shoot it that close, is there?
Well, he's trying to prove some fucking point here, and then the next minute...
Look at them scary looking cunts. Jesus Christ.
I don't think that's the type he's in the water with.
Doesn't matter.
Look at their Discovery Channel graphics here. And teeth go in the skin and squirt out the bloods. I'll need a biff, but you have the colour commentate. So they're standing in the water.
Right. Which one is he? The one the red top, was he?
I can't remember.
There's two of them, like.
But one of them comes up here and just has a wee, like, nibble on his leg. This is what I like to call a bad situation.
Ah, mate.
The shark sinks its teeth into Eric's calf.
There it is.
This was the most excruciating pain I ever felt in my life. So I stood up and lifted the affected leg as high as I could, and she has to open her mouth.
Right. So he's being bit, and they're showing it in slow motion here. Mickey's gonna shit his pants. This is one of the bad situations he was talking about there a couple of seconds ago. Hopefully they show it. Look at that,
man! Oh, Jesus Christ! Fuck
Look at
me.
This. Oh! Jesus. That looks like a plate of spaghetti.
That's fucking horrible.
What a silly bitch.
Jesus Christ. I'm sweating.
He was flown to Florida, where he was laughed at.
Dude, you're missing a leg, man.
Did you see how much, how little effort went into that? Sometimes there is just... Here's what happened, mate. You're standing in the fucking sea.
Could I have been wrong all these years?
Yes.
She never bit my leg again because you don't have a leg left, you dopey.
Here's the problem with people like him. He thinks, for some reason, that a shark has like logical thought processes.
Because it has eyeballs, you think it might have a fucking personality?
No, it's literally, don't get killed and eat.
No.
And that's all they think about all day.
So
he's in the water going, did it really try to hurt me? It didn't care if it was hurting me or not. It was it was like walking around a fucking, you know, a party and there's a buffet on the table.
Aye.
There's only so many laps you're going to do before he's like, I'm eating that top hat, bitch.
Sausage rolls all over it.
Yeah. Oh. Unbelievable.
That's the most fucking disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. Not the most, like,
worst, like, but that opening line just set it up. I've seen certain documentaries where the one line is just the stupidest shit. There are no dangerous sharks, just dangerous situations. What's the situation? I'm going to stand here in a sea with 20 sharks.
Dangerous sharks.
Yeah. This is what I call a bad situation. Next minute, it's eating it. Do you see? It was just like, just nothing. No effort whatsoever. And it's just hanging about.
You'd wonder why the rest of them didn't go fucking bucked. Well, I suppose
with the blood smell the blood. Yeah. Don't know. Maybe because it wasn't like a real kill sort of.
Aye.
If that thing wanted to, it would have just halved him.
Aye.
Just bit his whole fucking body off. I always wonder about a hammer.
I can't get out of my fucking head.
It was just fucking slopping about.
It's like when you see the red bit, you go fuck it, and then when it cuts the other side, and you can see through where his leg should be.
Yeah, it's just dangling
strands
there.
Strands of shit.
You know what it looked like? If you ever watch like any of those cooking programs, and the guys make their own like pasta,
aye,
and then they run it through the thing that turns it into like linguine, yeah, and there's like three guys holding like 4 meters of pasta.
Yeah,
that's what his leg looked like.
The two bits where there used to be leg looking like two wee sort of pink dew curls.
Yeah.
Then we...
Yeah. There's a name for them. I heard it the other day. I can't remember. Wee sideburns? Wee curly sideburns?
Yeah, wee curly.
Jesus Christ.
Dew curls, very anti-Semitic. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's not anti-Semitic.
Ibrahim.
That's just you don't know the name.
Yep. Don't.
Anti-Semitic would be going, what do you call those stupid fucking bits of hair? Those pig dodging cunts.
Those Jesus killing bastards.
Speaking of that, what about beheadings all over the fucking...
Oh, fucking hell.
How does that happen? Like,
What was I watching about last night?
How can you be talked in? You know, like, how can you be a normal person and then they go, right, do you want to get a bit extreme in this? And you're like, yeah, just kill people who are not the same religion as us.
But at the same time...
But I know the most horrific, bloody way that you can think of.
But what was I watching? There was something on last night, and it's like, there's fucking so much more to it. Because see, like, the fact that they're bombing Iraq again. Is Iraq or Afghanistan?
It's Iraq.
It's Iraq, isn't it?
Yeah, ISIS.
Yeah. Like, they've very clearly fucking duped the fucking USA and they're coming back in there, like. So, like,
you don't know what the story is.
Because it's extreme. Like, even the fact that they're fucking you know, sharing the videos and shit like that, playing into their hands. It's fucking awful what they're doing, but at the same time,
saying that, there was no, I don't think there was proper footage of that last guy being beheaded. It was literally just,
but who was it was saying,
I think it was like his body, then his head sitting on his back.
Aye, but was there not something, because I haven't been seeing anything, but somebody was saying that one of them, the guy doesn't flinch and there was no blood on the knife and all that sort of shit. Like, it's been some big fucking weird setup for a way for the United States to go back into Iraq.
Well, that's the fucking
conspiracies with Mickey Bartlett.
Yeah, that's there's a million fucking arguments, but like, if there was literally people, I mean, there's the ones I've seen where they like they kidnap a fucking lorry load of fellas, take them out somewhere, sort of frog march them down to like a wee dock or something, like a wee jetty thing, which is covered in blood, and they walk them over. Dum! Shoot them in the head, and the guy pushes them in. Next one, boom, just fucking keep pushing them in over and over again. You're like, I don't know how they faked that.
Aye. Well, why? The only thing that gets me about it too is like, because I'm more fucking annoyed about the whole fucking bombing of innocent people bit. Like, why didn't the US go into fucking Gaza and all that shit when that was kicking off?
Because they'd sold.
No oil, that's why.
No. Because they'd already sold Israel weapons.
Aye.
So, whenever. Like, because they were showing all the images. I know you never know how the fucking media is like
putting a spin on it. And,
yeah. But everything you've seen was basically Israel hammering the fucking Palestine fellas because they're like crushed in wee tiny areas.
Yeah.
So it all looked completely one sided. But then they would try and retaliate with something pathetic, like they were getting a fuck bombed out of them, and then they'd be like. Firing a shot back, and Obama will be like, "We will not stand for people being shot at." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're shooting kids in the face.
They're blowing their houses up to find out if anybody's in.
They fucking bombed three wee lads playing fucking football on the beach.
Aye.
But anyway, and they already sold them those sort of weapons, and plus Jews own a lot of shit in America, so you can't be seen like.
But there was that whole situation where like there were a lot of fucking big high powered. Jewish practitioners, I'm in that weird moment. You were going, you don't like saying Jews, and if you're talking about that Louis C.K. thing, where it's a derogatory term and the right way to say it.
Hi there, everyone.
Where they were saying the Israelis were like pretty much pretending to be Jewish, like they'd use the Star of David on their flag so that they could hide behind all these anti-Semitic things. And hang on, something going to show me something gross.
A hoax video I'm looking at here.
I'm sorry, folks.
Right, and I watched it, and I will not play it here because I know that if I do, you know exactly what's going on. An election without the Americans.
This is way too fucking wordy for me.
Middle East somewhere, you know, could be.
Would you watch it? Have you seen any of these beheadings?
I remember watching the Ken Bigley one years ago.
It was brutal. It was one of the first like viral videos. Yeah. You know, like you see like two girls, one cup, and everyone's standing around. One thing, like, watch this, mate. No, that was one of the first ones I can remember happening. What's this guy called? Stephen Sotlov. Oh, look how I just fucking. I don't know how you could stomach. What the fuck? Like, right, that's enough. I was looking through.
I still think it's conspiracy.
Before the fucking police land on the door. You think it's a conspiracy, do you?
Right, big time. I don't know why.
Is that because your dad's watching too much conspiracy?
Aye, but a lot of it's fucking. Some of it makes a wee bit of sense. Like. And I can't remember much of it because we're always talking about it blocked. But. I don't know, it just seems to me that there's a lot of shit they still haven't fucking got control of at the minute. And they're going back in to get it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've armed every fucking country they've ever fought.
Yeah, well. I don't know the fucking ins and outs of it, like, but. It's kind of dodgy.
You didn't watch that fucking John Oliver game with the drones, did you?
No.
That was fucking.
Drones are a bit scary.
Yeah.
Like this girl, the White Widow. Where was she from? Like Portadown or something?
Oh, fuck, is that my bitch, her?
Where was she from? When, or, it was somewhere.
It was like Banbridge. Or she was born in Banbridge or something? Yeah, somewhere like that.
Mad cunt. It's the converted ones crack me up because if you're crazy enough to be talked into fucking converting. You're crazy enough to be told to fucking cut those heads off. You know what I mean? white, as soon as it was white sort of Muslim lads with a beard, and like, you're like, mate, come on.
Pascal, that's
Eugene.
Eugene.
get the fucking hat off, mate. You're wearing a skirt with Adidas bottoms under it. You're out of your fucking mind.
You can't have a Celtic burka. You just can't.
Can I not?
Allah have you know.
But it's so crazy, like, if you watch any of those mad ISIS videos, it's just, it's like watching, like, fucking animal, you know what I mean? It's right. Like, it's like, oh, every other word, Allah Akbar, like, that. They're just saying that over and over
again. Any religious extremism is just fucking...
And you're going, it's just so, like, this culty, I'll just keep saying Allah, even though fucking, like, there's one I watched the other day where one of the ISIS fellas was filming, and someone peeked around the wall, and his mate's face just goes,
fuck.
And it showed it in slow motion, like there was gunfire going all the place, and then next minute his face just, you know, that sort of like JFK, fucking, bah! Like his whole face was just got away.
Aye.
And they're all just fucking, Allah Akbar, like just shouting that over and over again. You're like, what's good? No one's going, is that Jeff? Get Jeff! Jeff just got his fucking face blown off. They're just shouting that the same Allah shit, just going, if I'm next, please take me to the virgins.
I'm not on the right.
Fucking 72 times. Mad.
I know. I'm getting all fucking, I don't know.
I think it's an intelligence thing. You know.
Well, you're definitely
retarded.
But there's I think a big deal with it as well is the fact that they're fucking poor. Like, these are people that have no education, no fucking, no chance at all. And there's somebody in charge of them who's fucking minted. Yeah. More than likely, you know what I mean?
And it cracks me up because the guy that was in the video with that last guy that got killed yesterday, allegedly, you know, he sounded like fucking four lions, rubbing it up. So he's, wherever they are, you know.
Yeah, but that, yeah.
He's fucking talking with this sort of half, like, Brummy accent, but he's in fucking Iraq somewhere. Aye. He's gonna pay for the lives of. That's terrible.
But that, even that shit there, that's like, that's from poor fucking working class areas in England as well. Do you know what I mean? Where they're.
You do have to have balls to be fucking deaf to the West when you're living in England.
Aye. It's a whole big cycle of shit too, isn't it? Like, because, do you know, after, whenever fucking they all went into Iraq and Afghanistan and shit like that, there was a definite anti-Muslim thing started coming around England. Like, there was that, like, my ma even said one time, she's like, all Muslims are terrorists. And yeah. I'm like, all of them?
Yeah.
She's like, well.
Yeah. You're in Northern Ireland, pet.
You know, yeah.
Everyone lives around our house, they're fucking terrorists.
Exactly. You don't fuck up, I'm gonna do your knees. So there's that fucking cycle of just like poor fucking religion back to fucking, do you know what I mean? And there's always some rich cunt.
Is it maybe because, like, they try and rewrite the Bible the odd time to just keep in the fundamentally type bit, but write out the sort of slavery and all that shit?
There's that whole story carry on. Like,
then the Quran's just the same book for fucking ever.
But then any religion tries to keep the poor down, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the guilt thing to stop you just going. Yeah. Come on, we'll all move in, steal his money, and
can I have your stuff?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
See the guy that's whipping us there? Do you want to? We're big black cunts, right? Do you want to all get together?
Do you ever go that far? I can see the roof of the Vatican. Yeah. Fuck me. And we've AIDS. These missionaries are coming over and riding us. I don't know if this is.
This couldn't be good.
Yeah. But then he did die for our sins. Fair enough.
Shane, how fast can you run? Fast as fuck. Run. That white cunt's not going to get you. The Bible.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
But what if he brings locusts?
Getting questions like a bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I'm going to have to do some reading next time I come on, Donnie's. And know what I'm talking about rather than going, poor people.
No,
I'm really here for the dick jokes, that's face.
It could have been. No, it would have been over ages ago if you had actually known anything. Would have just been.
Would have spent time Googling.
Would have been 10 minutes long. Do rightly. See you later. I've had the same. I've been trying to get a fucking thing delivered twice, right?
And what
I
was
a,
it?
I'm almost embarrassed to say. It was a jiu-jitsu belt. Because that didn't come with one. There's one there which is like a borrowed weird one. So I had to get a proper one with like the wee black towel on it.
Is it a Blitz one, is it? Blitz?
It's grab and pull.
Oh, right.
Which is instructions from my dick. But they fucking... I was here both those times. Like, one was this morning, one was yesterday morning. I was here.
Do I have the same problem whenever I was getting my jiu-jitsu belt from Caress and Suck?
Caress and Suck. I know, it's so gay, but like...
Where'd you get the gi from? Work the balls? Got the shin pads from Edith, you betcha.
You did you bet you at all? No neglect the shaft.
That sounds like a country.
We will not bomb. No neglect the shaft.
Turkmenistan. I'm taking a piss out.
Yeah, but I had to. So, and it's like, it cost about a tenner, and I'm like, this has been going on for 3 weeks. Now, first of all, the website that I bought it off, I emailed them going, remember that thing I fucking ordered? It's taken like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, sorry, we're moving our site and all. So we got the payment now that I've checked it, but the order didn't come through from the site. So we didn't know what was there, basically. Right. Thanks for getting in touch and all. And I was like, that's right. I wasn't that arsed, like, but it was just like, you know, you could have posted that about 2 days. What the fuck's going on here? So they're like, yeah, we'll sort that out. And then now this. And you're like, this is. If I was waiting on like a MacBook Pro, I would be a bit more.
I would go down your shit. Yeah.
It's like, just put it through the fucking letterbox. Who gives a fuck?
Leave it on my doorstep.
You're just bastards. Anyway, would you ever go to Brazilian Jiu Jitsu with me?
Yeah. I'd love to. I just need to. I can say I'm working through a sports injury at the moment, Colin. Yeah. Torn muscle in my back. Deep tear. Deep tissue tear. Having a sleep.
Is it bad still?
It's not as bad. Like, it's not. Like, remember that night I was here?
Did you have to put a heat pack on when you're riding?
Yeah. No. Just ride through it. Grip my teeth and try not to come.
Grab and pull.
Pretty much. But what I got in that night I was around here was fucking.
Yeah, you didn't look well.
I couldn't lift. I couldn't move my leg at all. And then I went to my physio, and she was like, I bet you if I poke this wee bit here, you'll have a wee bit of a spasm. And she poked me like on the right hip. My left leg went fucking mental. Like it was on the right side.
Like a wee dog getting his belly scratched.
Just fucking insane.
That's crazy. My fucking knee was fucked for weeks. And then it's still sore a wee bit, but like, I was walking down the street and I was clicking, so I was like taking my weight off it, and then my hip was sore and all. Sort of limping a bit. And then it's, the more I was going to jiu-jitsu,
just getting stretched out.
Yeah, it was like fine.
Aye.
I would leave and it felt great, and then it starts seizing up again. But now I'm just like walking along, no, it's not clicking anymore.
Aye.
It definitely needs that, something done to it.
Because my back's been all fucked up, or like back and my leg stroke feet I should have had for ages. Like I've been walking about, I can feel the front of my hip to like the joint of my leg getting all fucking strange.
Yeah.
Like clicking. It's so weird. I don't know.
It's probably like hip flexor or something.
So starting yoga Monday night, guys, want to come down and check out my chakra.
One of the I would do yoga. Would you do Bikram yoga? The sweaty one?
I do enjoy
probably people get like trench foot and fucking ringworm and all because it's just so stinking.
So
saying that Brazilian Jiu Jitsu is the dirtiest shit I've ever been involved in.
So I don't know if this yoga thing I'm going to is the stretchy fucking exercise yoga or the one where you just sit there sleeping with some fucking,
it's usually both,
some chip open ported iron going, right now what we're going to do,
I want that blanket back,
just you put your wee tail down there and get into the doggy position. Now what I want you to do is lift your heel up as high as you can and keep your neck up as if you're about to receive a load upon the face. And
it's your heel up in the air there.
It's good to see my mad back at work.
I would do it, like it's supposed to be very good for you.
Mm.
Just staring up someone's dad for fucking an hour.
Would you do Pilates, would you?
What's the difference?
I don't know.
It's harder to say a wee bit.
Yeah.
Is it more?
I think it's more of a conditioning core thing.
I don't know. I would do both for the but I'm flexible as fuck.
That's the thing.
I would stretch a lot, just fucking, you know what I mean?
Aye.
Walking about the house.
So I said, I'm just
throwing my leg up on the door there.
Even when I went to the fucking physio with my back, and she was trying to roll me over to like kind of stretch my leg out a wee bit. I went to grab my shoulder. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like from the neck down, I'm just
ripped.
Yeah, just rigid. I'm just one big walking root.
You probably should, because like I've noticed if I get really stressed out with something, my neck goes really tense.
That's what I'm starting to find is like, I think living with my fucking parents is getting me to the point where I'm like,
probably
I'm gonna murder.
You've no idea. Sure, I told you about the dentist saying I grip my teeth, which he's like, do you have a sore neck and you can have a sore back and all this shit just from grinding your teeth?
No.
And I was like, I'm grinding my teeth right now, motherfucker. You'll never get out of here. It's going to be £950 for us to look at your teeth.
That's fucking ridiculous.
How about I just pull them out in front of you and spit blood all over your system?
What did they give me for these teeth?
Tina! Cunt. Teeth are... You would just go in for like... How many teeth do you have? Like 30 something?
32, isn't it?
Let's go for 32 root canals. Just be like, don't bother me with any of this shit the rest of my life.
Just get it all fucking
done. Take them all out. This is dog shit. I have a great dentist now after going to the private one by accident. Went to this other woman. Hilarious.
Is that like this? Oh, is that the. Is the one from downside? No, it wasn't you. It was somebody else telling me about that.
And this one was like, of a confession. And as I go on, she goes, we did Google you the second I walked out the other day. Seen your video, it was very funny. And I was like, great.
I was like, oh, no, you fucking going to the dentist. It's like that fucking. Do you want a Batman movie? Mirror! You see what I had to work with here?
No. Is that an old Batman one?
Yeah. Tim Burton.
No. Too busy out playing.
Michael Keaton. Yeah, playing for.
The slimy penguin.
No, that's Batman Returns, probably the one with the Joker.
Is that Tim Burton though as well?
Still Tim Burton now.
Isn't that weird? Less of the two. Isn't that weird how they went from like kind of creepy, weird underworld type shit to like
campus fuck.
Yeah, but then to like badass fucking end of the world type shit. It's weird that. Some I still haven't really probably watched it, like the Joker one and the Bane one and all that.
Bane one's a bit weird. You can't.
Actually, I might have seen it.
It's the only time I've ever sort of not been able to take Tom Hardy that seriously.
But then it's one
of
those.
If you look at the Hulk and mass of him, you would go, he would be able to finger me in any hole he wants. But it's the. Gotham Dragon and Batman.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale winds me up. I don't know. I think that third one was. You ever hear the Jumping the Shark?
Yeah.
I think the third one, definitely. Because I've been watching them all recently because I've had a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see them, like the Joker one stuff.
The Joker one's fucking epic. That movie's just amazing.
What was that line that he fucking says on the plane?
The Bane one?
Yeah. He says something really fucking cheesy. Is it gonna hurt or something? Is it painful? He goes, for you!
Yeah. Yeah, it is when I'm like, I didn't say it would hurt me or something. Yeah.
Your mama! Kiss my bullies!
That's not what your ma said!
Lick the back of them! Huh?
Yeah!
Up the raw! Mad bastard. Bane, McBain.
Brian O'Bane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fucking a jable here.
Lick the back of them! But again, he got noticed. It was like when thing was the Batman initially, and he was like, Batman. Everyone was like talking about the fucking stupid voice.
Aye.
So it's kind of like it gets noticed.
But it was one of those things. I remember, like when he first started doing it, it was like intense. And then it was like because Heath Ledger just fucking out acted him in the second movie.
Yeah.
And you're like he's because there's a bit in the second one where he's talking to Morgan Freeman, and Morgan Freeman knows he's not Batman, and he's still doing the voice.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to turn it off.
Type in your name and everything. Have you ever seen the
whoops.
The Batman was in the Funnier Day.
Yeah.
I think they're fucking brilliant.
He's just sleepy.
Yeah, but even like
you don't know they're dead?
Yeah, but
you know he's just tired. He's all tuckered out.
Have you seen the one where like he's talking about riding Bane's girlfriend?
I haven't seen them all though. Is there more?
There's more than like there's one where he can't stop talking about riding. And like she stabs him in the hip and he's like, you stabbed me. I stabbed you first. With my dick. He's like,
Pete Holmes is funny as fuck.
Fucking brilliant. He's like,
we did it in every hole in an order that would surprise you. Vagina ass mouth.
It's fucking class.
Let's, well, we'll rattle through these questions.
Go to questions,
we're coming up with quite 45 minutes. Sean Kuhn. Would you suck dick for the ability to fly? I'm not even that keen on flying in a plane.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if how interested I would be in... Tell me this, what would you suck dick for? The ability to suck your own dick?
It depends on how much dick we're talking. Like, are you sucking at the completion, or are you putting in your mouth and going... Up, think that...
Plop, I know what
that's like. Yeah. Or yeah. If it's like receiving a load in the mouth, I think it would probably take a lot.
To finish.
Mm.
Here's the deal. With people.
I know, if he was sucking a dick and then he was coming on my shoulder, I'd be alright. Swallowing cum is the issue I have here, like, isn't that?
Isn't it weird how fellas are just like, yeah, you better fucking take the full load, bitch? Yet, if a girl's fanny just shot out half an uncooked omelet, there's not a fucking way. You fucking, why didn't you tell me?
You know, don't be fucking kissing me.
Yeah,
brush your teeth, you slut.
Where am I gonna put that? Anyway, I might write that. Is that a bit?
I think so, man.
It's one of your bits, probably.
No, one of yours.
Fanny omelet.
Omelets. Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. What?
What?
Did you just fly past my window?
What?
Are you doing any gigs in December, May 18th? And would love something worthwhile to do. Yeah, Lavery's will be on. Let me tell you the dates here. It'll be on the 3rd of December and the 17th of December. And we're trying to organise that live podcast gig.
Yeah. We're still in that all-day thing. Is that going to happen? So?
I'm just waiting on confirmation.
Oh.
It won't be an all-day thing. It'll just be a bigger lineup. Jared Christmas. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
What's the most extreme thing you've done for a dare? I'll put my willy on a hot light bulb. You smell it before the pain. Is that actual Jared Christmas?
I think it is actual.
Your mates with
actual G-Rad, eh?
Let
him go way back.
What's the most thing you've done with dare? I don't know.
I've never been mad at it. I've always been able to talk myself out of dares.
Yeah. Did you just sit in your hole and just tell them anything they want to know?
Yeah.
Charge
them in for the experience.
on a dare? I don't know. I don't know if I've done anything as a dare. That's that fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not a crazy guy. I'm not one of those like wacky fucking,
oh, he drank his own piss. I remember I fell in a cow shed one time. I think that was probably a dare gone wrong.
When dares go wrong, featuring Mickey Bartlett.
Covered in cow clap, mama.
In your good trainer jeans.
He's covered in cow's clap. Cow's clap. Made me laugh there.
I remember me and Dave going down his granny's in Little Valley and fucking putting on like two fucking boiler suits and landing in the garage and going out with golf clubs and just smacking cow shits. Whoosh! Four.
Remember Dad shooting with a shotgun one time? Shit everywhere.
You're not shooting the wrong stuff.
Yeah,
all
really
day.
Like,
when I hear somebody shoot this pigeon fucking point blank in the face.
That's happening to give a part of the gun. What if it does that wall?
Don't stir that tea yet. Did you see, there was a video going around of like guys pushing, you know how sometimes you can get scaffolding on wheels?
Aye.
They were pushing it around the corner, some construction site or whatever, and it hit the electric line that was going to the crane, and they're all pushing it, and they all just go, and
fuck
it's
off.
CCTV, and they're all just stiff, like whatever amount of volts going through them, and then eventually the smoke starts coming out of them, and they just kind of crisp up and fall off. It just completely fried them.
Fuck off.
And all three of them at the same time. Like just from, they're quite far, like from here to the other end of the street, or like the other side of the street. You see them like.
We're Googling a lot of shit as soon as this is over.
God damn it. Jared Christmas.
Feel really bad about that for not having a dare.
Famous friends of Mickey's there. Darren Laverty. Do you ever get an idea for a joke and forget to record, write it down, and have to convince yourself it wasn't funny to start with? All the time.
Every day, okay.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling too.
I know. It's one of those weird ones like where sometimes it'll come back to you like a month later. Do you'll be on.
Yeah.
And it'll come back, but other times
but it'll come
so
back.
Many have just fucking.
The next time it comes back is when you're talking to other comedians and you're drunk and then you're like, oh, I'll remember that. Don't even fucking write that down the whole night. Then you forget it again.
Aye.
I find the best way for me to write is just to make myself write.
Yeah.
Like, really make myself. Like, anytime I write those best days and I'm like writing out jokes and I'm like, that's a fucking good joke. You know, but I wouldn't have the discipline the rest of the month to like sit down every day and be like, let's write a joke about fucking someone being beheaded or, you know what I mean? But in a month's time, I'll probably have something that's half funny.
Yeah, I find that even like doing that last show first time in 6 years I've really sat down and started writing bits out properly, and it is the best shit I've ever come up with, like.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you really just have to write, like.
Yeah,
there are some gems that you just come up with every once in a while, like, but
and them's called closers.
Do you ever get an idea for a joke and forget to record, write it down? He wrote the next comment after that. That was a bastardized Mitch Hedberg quote. That does sound like a Mitch Hedberg. Can you do a Hedberg impression?
No.
Do you get an idea for a joke? Forget to write it down. Never convince yourself it wasn't funny to start with. That's as close as I can.
Good.
Is that Mitch Hedberg or any American ever? Let's go. Belfast, so it is. That's the guy we were talking to that night.
Oh, fuck. I was out blocking. Paul? I want to say Paul. Paul? Is it Paul?
I don't know. I'm sure he'll tell you now after this goes up. Would you ever consider doing a comedy roast with all the local comedians? You would do it if someone wouldn't take it thick.
Yeah. Well, you there are plenty of people you could... Is it like roasting another comedian or roasting a... Like roasting somebody?
Roasting a person. It would be more fun to roast someone that you knew.
Yeah.
Otherwise it is kind of just abuse. But then there's some... I think there would be people who wouldn't take it well.
There's some that would, though. Like, I know whenever we did the pilot for Monumental, we sort of... Although it was like a very polite BBC version of a roast. Yeah. But Jackie Fullerton was fucking up for it, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's a fairly funny guy himself, yeah. Like. It'd be good to do one.
But I don't know if I'd be able to, like... You mean, see, any of the roasts that I've watched before, the only one I've ever really laughed at was Patrice O'Neill, one of Charlie Sheen, because the rest of them was just like a fucking... How do you hurt this person? As opposed to Patrice coming out and being genuinely fucking funny.
He basically just like... It was like a fucking exposure of all this shit that everyone just missed. Yeah. Just completely missed. Like, but I put that up the other day. That clip. It's fucking genius. Like, because he doesn't look down at all. Which... Well, he does a few times. But most people it's just joke. Right. You could tell that was like... He was riffing a lot of that shit. Like, and it was killer.
Because he's an actual fucking comedian.
But there's guys... The likes of Geraldo is fucking lethal at it.
Never seen him do it, actually.
Oh my, he's the shit, like. David Tell did one for Drew Carey or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know what he's like? It was just 100 miles an hour. He doesn't go to the strip clubs for the strippers. He goes for the music. And his favourite song? The sound of balls hitting a hooker's asshole. It's fucking incredible. Just one after another. He's David Tell, I'd say... is the best, like, you know, like, club cut, that style of, I don't think there's anyone really better than him.
It's hard, because I was over in Brighton there last week, and one of the things I noticed about the comedians around that night were, like, really fucking well-written jokes, like, you know, the English style of stand-up?
Yeah.
Really fucking well-written, well-crafted, you could tell it was fucking worked on, they were smart, they were funny, blah, blah, but as soon as they got off stage, they were going, I can't fucking remember his name, and I was talking to him at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas David Hale can do it, and you put a fuck in the middle of his name. Do you know, like, Dave fucking at hell?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just the different styles. Like, there's the jokey joke thing. But it's weird. It's like, you're trying to do it to make it seem like you just made it up.
Aye.
But it has to be worked on for it to be funny.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird...
Yeah, it's a weird... fine line to cross.
It's a middle ground there. Tough.
Middle ground's what I was looking for.
Tough to find.
I don't know if it's distracted that nice fucking
motor.
Mercedes car outside there.
Some people get it, but it just depends what style. Some guys are happy enough to just stand there and tell jokes, whereas, you know, you like to, well, I did like it too, like engaging with people a bit more.
See, it's just because the kind of stand up I like to watch is the ones where they take you on a wee journey.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like Patrice O'Neill and fucking Bill Burr, and there's that kind of arc to it and all that sort of stuff.
But you want
to... Whereas the likes of Jimmy Carr, I get bored listening to him.
You definitely want to, like, hear their opinion.
Yeah.
Like, the comedians that you like, 80% of it is that you just really like them as a person.
Yeah.
Instead of just liking their jokes. You know what I mean? Because Jimmy Carr's jokes could be said by fucking anybody. Exactly. And you'd be like, that's a good joke, but... The ones you really like are the ones you would listen to them fucking just talk shit all day. And
I keep watching, and I know it's like that fucking referendum thing with Kevin Bridges. I keep watching the bit, shortly after you stole your joke, the bit about fucking the Scottish being a language. And having like English people trying to speak Glaswegian.
Yeah.
Have you seen that bit?
Yeah.
I don't know, I just fucking keep watching.
Do you like it?
The shitter. It just makes me laugh. It's just so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't know where he's going, mate.
Yeah. Where's good to go for a few swellies?
Yeah.
Bomb burps.
Playing up on the Scottish. Right, let's roll these. Tom Hart of Trucker Diablo.
Diablo.
By the way, Tom Hart, if you listen to this podcast, I might have to order another one of those tops off you, because that was the top I was wearing the night I was blocked and just hulked out of it. Like, and it wasn't like a conscious thing, like, oh, it's alright, I'm wearing this t-shirt. It was literally, I had it done before I'd even thought about doing it.
Right.
And then I kicked the kettlebell across the floor.
And if you could get me one too, Tom.
Yeah.
Just because they looked like a nice top.
It's a lovely top now.
Aye.
It's lovely.
It is.
Garth Dowling, can a broken heart be mended on the NHS? What's wrong, Garth?
Only if Doctor Love's in fucking session? No.
The only thing is, you can't break a broken heart. It's a red.
What becomes of a broken heart?
do you know what? Smash it up and then wait 6 months and then talk about it on stage. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Where is he going to? Paula Scullion.
I don't know what that means.
Do you know who Paula Scullion is?
Yeah, don't I? I'm just looking at her photo.
Have you your phone up? Is it going to be all tick, tick, tick?
No, it's okay. I do know her, I.
Do you?
Mm.
She's the best name I've ever heard.
She's, I believe I went to school with her and she went to McGee as well.
Paula Scullion. Paula Scullion. Something, something else, Polish Gillian. Where is he going to? Firing out now podcast. Shortly, any questions you want to ask? Where is he going to?
What's the next question, Erkel?
What are you talking about, Polish Gillian?
Paul, you're silly belly.
Kira Moore, could you sort me out with a free ticket at the Millennium? Oh, it's cancelled.
Well, by the way, anybody going to Newry to see me tonight, that's cancelled too.
Yeah, last time I... Now, the guy hasn't emailed me back to confirm it's cancelled, but... Mm.
You're not going.
It's just not... I'll not be there. It's just not selling. I thought last time it wasn't selling because it was Lee Evans. It was on the same week.
Aye.
And then I moved it to now. And guess what? It's not selling.
It's selling, selling.
But they can't do any exterior promo. And it's not in the fucking brochure. So
why
it's,
not?
So it's like... How the fuck do you...
Aye. Why can they not do...
But they can't put like posters up anywhere, you know what I mean, or a flyer or...
Oh, you mean outside the forum?
Yeah, they can't do any of that shit, so it's just, you wouldn't know about it unless... Can't be arsed, mate.
Aye, I didn't know when I was supposed to
I'll be doing Masons in November, so...
Oh, stead.
It'll be a lot cheaper, so go to that, guys, and a much, much more friendly environment,
exactly,
I imagine.
Exactly.
What happened to Masons the other night? Are we allowed to elaborate on that, or...?
Nothing. Turned out really? Of proportion, yeah.
I thought Paul Curry had murdered a cunt.
Okay, but he did slay a whole room from what I hear. Well done, Paul Curry.
Super hilarious.
Yeah.
So what was the crack? Did someone... Was someone just over...
I think some guy was being a... Some guy was being a dick and tried to take a duck off him. And Paul did that. Which is fucking... It's so daft. It's funny, you know, he just throws somebody out.
Yeah.
And he threw a guy out. And, But when you leave Masons, there's like a flight of stairs right at the top of the thing.
Yeah.
So the bouncer caught the guy. Everything was fine. And then the guy apparently fucking started shouting all this shit because he was nuts.
There's something very cool about going for a couple of drinks and then they're like, oh, it's open upstairs. And you make that wee walk around
outside,
and go up the wee narrow steps. Yeah. Masons is class.
It's fucking deadly. I'm doing it again in December. I can't wait to go back.
Full show?
No, just him seeing it.
Would they not let AMC the one I'm doing?
Maybe. Awesome. I might ask them if they want me to go back and MC it all the time, because I need the work.
The walk?
So would I.
MC the one I'm doing. For the banter.
Banter?
I think, I forget the date, it might be 13th. Or something. But it's good for the crack.
It's such a fucking brilliant, like, just a brilliant room. And you know what's really nice about it too? They've a really fucking loyal following, like...
Yeah.
Like, even I was in Derry last week, pretty much sold out, nearly sold out the Playhouse. And it was like...
800 people?
Nah, 90. But it was people who've been coming to Masons for fucking years.
Just down or
just all fucking landed up.
That's pretty cool.
So it was class. Like, did an encore, no?
Did you?
Aye. An encore. And got laughs. Did Melissa.
Did you?
I did. And then Yvonne King, hello Yvonne, said she was in one of the bars in Derry the next day.
like just drinking, and she heard some guy like with his mates going, Melissa. I was like, yes.
Blood
chuffed.
I had a weird experience the other night where I was only supposed to do half an hour and then it's gone.
Anyway, it got good to me.
Spoke to some lovely cunt. No, I literally only did about half an hour, not long, because I didn't want to. It was late. You know what I mean? It was like 11:30 or after, and I was like, I'm not gonna do like I'm just gonna keep going here for another 20 minutes. So I done a bit of fucking crowd work, and that was really. I'd rather just left then when it was all good stuff.
Aye.
Instead of dragging it on and people getting up for pisses and all, so, and I'm lazy.
Aye.
Please answer the phone on your bike. Animal. But I closed on a bit that was in no way a closer ever.
Aye.
That Kardashians bit. Fucking people howling, and I just went, all right, thanks, Ryan.
I love doing that sort of like, when you get that big laugh, you just go, time to go.
Yeah. But it was like, it was more like one of your closers where it was building up, building up, building up. And then there was a bit of a gap. And then I got to that sort of, you know, the bit about the fucking wanking in the cinema thing.
Right.
And the 3D glasses and all. And I was just, you know, acting it out a bit. And it was just, it was like, well, that's more like a closer than what I was going to close on. So I'll just fucking go.
I had to change like the last joke of the show for Derry. Because when I did the tour show there last year, fucked up my last joke and had to do the last joke that I'd written for this show. So I was sitting, I was like, racking my brains, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck can I, like,
close it?
Close? Like, I really, so I ended up just telling, like the dirtiest fucking sex story.
Known to man.
And then just did a callback right at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I can write fucking jokes.
Told you, Mom. Right. Do you love me now, Daddy? Give me back my skirts. Right, hold on.
Have you ever watched True Detective?
No, but I'd like to.
Get into it.
Remember I sent you the picture of the girl's tits?
Oh, I still got that in my phone.
Let's rattle through these because I am dying for a piss here, right?
I want to smoke.
iPhone 6, what's your thoughts?
Don't have one, don't give a fuck.
Same as the rest. I've seen it. What's your opinion on the death of Ian Paisley? Well, someone's got to die.
Yeah, people get old, people get sick.
Are you not very afraid of the creepy ginger in your house?
That's me, and I'm a lovely person.
Shane Kelly, Kennedy. Will you ever go back to a real job when it goes tits up? Nope.
Nope.
If if you and Mickey were tag team wrestlers, what would your team be? The Quimlickers? What's their special move? You just pin them down?
It's just a Diddy sandwich.
Diddy drowning. Would you rather be a character in a Game of Thrones or Walking Dead? Game of Thrones, mate.
Ah, Game of Thrones.
Main one. One of the main guys. What's the crack? What size is your dick? Ashley Larry. Now, I bet, is that Ashley who's a fella?
Because depending on if it's a fella, it's just average. If it's a girl, it's a massive pet.
Deeper than your head.
Aye.
Put it that way.
That's it.
I've just watched Hack Job and it's excellent. How long does it take to put video together? Well, an actual episode, it takes about 10 minutes, but it's the filming and organising of all the other shit. Takes fucking ages. So that's why I thought it was going to take about a week, and in actual fact it took about 8 weeks. Which of one of the Chocolate Brothers will be Operation U-Trade first? the wee skinny weird one has to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Kieran Doran. Why is Buckfast the best drink on the planet?
It's not, Kieran.
It's not. It's not even the best drink in the fucking office.
Yep.
How big is the bell end? The bell end?
The bell end.
Is that what they call my dick?
No, it's to call my dick.
The bell end.
The bell end.
Duh.
Les bell end.
The bell end. Jimmy Carr at the Waterfront Hall or Tom Stead at Daly's Comedy Club, both on 14th of November. Stead. Anywhere.
All over. Definitely Stead.
I would take meeting Tom Stead in the street over going to see Jimmy Carr in the Waterfront.
He's fucking epic. In fact, I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, I might go as well. Can I come with you?
Yep.
Curtis Byrne, is a new Hack Job coming out? Really funny. Who's the guy who shouts out the window in it? It's out every Friday. The guy that shouts out the window, there's three of them behind that, isn't there? It's Ronan Linsky, Alan Irwin, and Luke McGibbon.
I think so.
That positive. It takes three of them to shout out a window.
Well, it takes one to drive, one to hold the camera, one to shout.
And one writes. Right. So there you go. It's out every Friday. Why is Mickey smiling like a rapist? Well, what else are you going to smile like?
Yeah. Because you can't see what's happening under that table, motherfucker.
They're not even his hands. Are you two dressing up for Halloween? If so, what as? I don't know yet. I get, no, you just get the, you
get that age.
You get the, you're like, what am I going to do, go out with all the fucking freshers that are going about town at the minute that I want to murder? I mean, then the
or do you want to go to one of those grown up Halloween parties where you're all dressed up in a kitchen?
Yeah.
Like,
what are you dressed up as? Einstein.
I'm just going to stay in and watch something scary.
Isis.
I'm actually gigging.
Halloween night?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Dublin.
Halloween night.
Laughter Lounge, huh?
You mad bastard. You dressing up?
No. I'm dressed up as a comedian.
What is a gluten and how did older generations survive by eating food containing fuckloads of them? Oh man, this is one of these podcasts where I should have ended on the question before.
I should pretend I didn't edit that out.
I'm not editing.
Just chug some gigs.
That's something a bit more like a real job if I start editing. Gluten, yeah, whatever. Just don't eat too much or else you'll fucking die.
I'm allergic to gluten.
What was I going to say? Right, let me plug some gigs. What's coming up? We're doing a load of shit. Am I doing a load of shit?
I don't think I have anything.
We're doing Monaghan next Friday.
Oh, are you?
On the 10th.
And then Ballymena on the...
8th? 18th?
No. What date's today?
5th or
4th?
4th.
I was aware... the 3rd was just... I've done that gig. So we're doing...
Monaghan on the
10th. The 10th, and then Ballymena the week after.
Yeah.
Are you in theatre, Ballymena, boy? Come on down.
And then Lavery's is on the 22nd. Is it?
Something like that.
22nd of October. Yep. Where we have Tom O'Mahony, who was funny as fuck.
He's a fucking beast.
Last time he was down.
He's a beast.
But there was no one on. Or there was no one there.
Do you know what he does for a day job?
It was like fucking daylight. What?
He teaches people how to drive Ferraris.
Yeah, I've seen him loads of pictures of that shit.
Like, I thought that was just... Somebody got him one of those birthday presents where...
Yeah, and you go on a fucking road trip.
Yeah, but that's what he does for a job. Like,
oh,
that plus comedian. He's the coolest cunt I know.
I know. And he's got a nickname called The Bear.
Aye.
Which would be more suited to someone of my stature. He's more like the Tom the Honey Badger.
I don't know. I reckon he could fucking fairly clamber up a tree.
He could fairly sit in my pocket.
Aye. But he could fucking murder you too.
He probably could.
Tightly cunt.
Saying that, I've been to 2 jiu-jitsu classes now. So,
what, you're waiting on a belt coming?
Yeah. Well, the second that belt's here, we're rolling.
Like limp biscuit.
Just got to keep my guard on, haven't it? Right, I'm going to go because I'm going to piss myself.
I'm going to go for smoke.
Thanks, Mick.
Thanks for having me.
All the best now.
Bye now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of... Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.